McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
Owen McDermott.
Driving you home weekdays from 4. 2FM.
Sound of the Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we need to talk about new movie The Square. It's wild and it's thought-provoking and it makes you uncomfortable in all of the best ways. It's the winner of the 2017 Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. I'm talking to one of the actors from said film now, two-time Golden Globe-nominated actor, BAFTA Award winner and star of, amongst other things, Spice World the movie. It's only Dominic West.
Thanks, Owen. That was great. God, I feel good now.
Dominic, before we get to this film, which, like, it makes you feel things actively in the moment, which I think is the best praise for any film, are you excited about the impending Spice Girls reunion?
I am, yeah. I was just thinking about it. I might be able to reprise my role, my memorable role, as you will remember, as the photographer. So I'm hoping the reunion will spawn another film.
As well as
more memorable hits.
It's exciting. And maybe your turn as a photographer in that film spawned your turn as Julian, the famous artiste in The Square.
Yes, I could double them up. Yeah, I wouldn't have to do any more research. It would be perfect.
Perfect.
Julian would be great as a Spice Girl photographer.
Dominic, can we do a whistle-stop tour of some interesting bits and bobs that I've found out about you, knowing I was going to chat like this?
That sounds ominous. Go on then.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, we mentioned Spice Worlds as an exciting time. I saw an interview very recently.
It's all downhill from there.
I saw an interview with Robert Pattinson recently, and he was talking about like wanting to shake the shackles of Twilight. And it's not fair to compare The Wire to Twilight. But given that, I guess you will eternally be associated with The Wire. And I remember I had never watched a series like that growing up, that one required patience and investment and like deferred gratification when you saw, you know, you and everybody, all these flawed characters. It was my first experience of that kind.
In what way flawed?
Well, you know, raging alcoholism and infidelity and all these things. Questionable moral compass occasionally. But you know what I mean? And even in the golden age of telly, it still stands up. Are you happy with your kind of forever association with that? Or are you always looking to outdo?
Hell yeah. No, I'm delighted. Not just because it was a great show. People still come up in the street even now who are watching it for the first time. And, you know, it's 10 years since we finished it. It's something I'm hugely proud to be associated with. And I think it's the main reason, if people like me, I think that's why. And I did say at one point about 7 years ago, okay, I'm not going to talk about The Wire anymore, but now that went out the window. And now I still talk about nothing else.
Oh, well, I'm glad that went out the window. It could have made for a very uncomfortable start to this chat. let's move on. Tomb Raider is forthcoming with Alicia Vikander, and you're playing Lara's father. And in, you know, The Square is the most recent thing I've seen you on screen in. You're still a devilishly handsome man. Did you have an existential crisis when they said, we'd like to play the father rather than the love interest?
Of course. I mean, you know, Alicia is, I mean, she looks 15, but she is actually a lot older than that. And there is a vain little man struggling to remain in his 30s inside this rather older man who I did initially think I was the love interest. And then they said, no, of course you're not. You're the dad. But it is actually a part I've played before. I've been Alicia's dad in a film called A Testament of Youth. So after I got over the initial shock, I realised that it's a niche role that hopefully will go on and on. I can just play Alicia's dad in every film she does or whenever I get the call up anyway.
I wish we had half an hour to while away, but time is of the essence. So let's talk about The Square because it's challenging and brilliant in loads of different ways. There's one particular scene where you're being interviewed in front of an invited audience of art enthusiasts, and there's a man in the audience and he has extreme Tourette's, and that manifests itself with really vulgar outbursts.
Yes.
That for me, that was one of the most challenging scenes in the film. Was there a moment in the script when you were reading and you said, I'm in, this is it?
I think a lot of the film, makes you laugh uproariously at first and then squirm very uncomfortably. And I think that scene's a good example of that. I think that's one of the great attractions of Ruben Östlund, the writer-director's films, is they make you laugh a lot and then gasp in horror.
Obviously, your fair maiden, Catherine, who is Irish and you married in Limerick. Do you be frequenting these shores incognito regularly?
Well, she's there now, actually. I can't get her back. She's we're there all the time. I've got two sisters in Dublin and lots of cousins, and so we're always in Ireland. And she was telling me last night on the phone, actually, that it's time we all just decamped. So maybe that'll happen in the future. But it's the best country in the world, and I've always loved it. I was at college in Dublin, and so it's where I belong, really.
Dominic, it's been a pleasure, and if we could play out on a song of your choosing, you're in control of the national airwaves, this is a chance for you to prove to everybody you're still hip and cool to the groove, Down With The Kids, etc.
Oh,
what are we having?
God, you sprang that on me. How about Bad Liar?
Oh, wow.
I heard it on first time I heard it on 2FM, actually. Bad Liar, love that. That was my song of the summer.
Dominic West! Wow, you've been elevated.
I can't remember who sang it. What's her name?
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, Selena Gomez, yeah. Yeah, I love that song. Yeah, let's play that. It's a great song.
Okay, it's a wild ride, and it certainly will get your dusty craniums thinking. The Square, Dominic West, an absolute pleasure. This is Bad Liar. Thank you, sir.
Cheers, Owen.
This is 2FM.